Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need, without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Get your tickets to InvestFest.
Please.
Sean Diddy Combs has been confirmed as a headliner. Congratulations to the great Robert Smith, who sold a company for
$4.6 billion.
It was a cybersecurity, I believe.
Yes.
Cybersecurity company name. Apatio.
Microsoft purchased it, correct?
IBM.
IBM, okay.
IBM purchased it.
Okay. 4.6.
He bought it for $1.9 billion. He made a lot of money on that transaction. So let's break this down, how this works quickly. It wasn't that he sold his company. I saw a lot of people that was a little confused in the comment section saying, like, you know, they would, no, we shouldn't be selling our companies. So,
for $4 billion, I'm going to say it. For $4 billion, yes, you should. Yes, you should. If somebody offered y'all $4 billion, listen, you can sell Red Panda. I might have 2.5 right now. I don't even need to be at the table. Let me get my 55%. Stop saying that we shouldn't sell companies. The purpose of buying a company or building a company is to sell it so you then can enjoy time with your family, not to be slaves forever.
Or perhaps create more companies.
Yeah, well, the thing with his – so his business is private equity. So they what they do is that they purchase companies, right? They invest in companies, but they pretty much like purchase the company. They own majority stake in the company. They'll buy X, Y, and Z company, and they'll pay $100 million to have 51% ownership of the company. Yep. And the reason why the owner of the business will do that is because, you know, they feel like they have taken it to the point where they can't take it any further. And now, you know, they need to scale it. They need resources. They need money. With the hope and the intention that the company is valued at $100 million today. By the time that they sell it, they might sell it for $1 billion. Right. And then everybody eats, because now you're going to make money on that side as well. So that's actually what he does for a living. He buys companies and then he sells them. Paul Judge just texted me. That's ironic.
Shout out to Paul.
So
we need to get Paul on the show. And Rashad Williams, my brother, I know you're not doing interviews, but if we can get you and Paul on the show together, that would be great for the culture. My bad, Rashad. Go ahead. Got to put it out there.
For sure. So it's his business model to buy companies and to sell them. So we just have to educate the public to understand that he didn't sell out. It's not like he, you know, sold his company.
Yeah, if he's
he could sell his company if he wants. That's mm-hmm. that's his right. But that's not actually what happened. So he sold, and he sells companies all the time. This was just a very big sale. Yeah. So he sold the company for $4.6 billion. Everybody made a lot of money in that transaction. It's not like he gets $4.6 billion, obviously, because he has partners in the company and, you know, the owner, original owner. So let's say he made $100 million. No matter what, he made a lot of money, right?
Well,
so this is something that very important piece of news. And, of course, he will be headlining InvestFest. So it's crazy because that came out. And then at the same week, our other headliner, Diddy,
made some news.
It came out that Diageo parted ways with him. And that's a big deal as far as the tequila brand that he has. And really understanding the business side of that. And he enlightened us to a variety of different things that we weren't aware of when we spoke to him about the liquor industry and why he sued and why he felt that it wasn't fairly done. And he was saying, like, you know, the information is important for entrepreneurs to know when you're dealing with corporate, like how they take advantage of people and how they, you know, Absolutely. Play off of your ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a headliner as well. And then the other key headliner in this situation is Richard Paul. And it came out that
did he have a great week
on the first day of NBA
free agency.
Yeah, $390 million closed in contracts for three of his clients, and he will be at InvestFest.
And that was just in the first day. He has since added more to that portfolio. We just saw Anthony Edwards just signed an extension for over $260 million.
Sheesh.
They're
Rich Paul, I need an agent.
But here's the best thing. There's a bunch of other people that we can't announce yet.
Look,
get your tickets.
When can we announce my lineup? Yo,
I gotta
practice patience.
There was a text that came through 2 days ago that you don't even know about that I'm gonna have to text you about that's been added. It's historic is an understatement. Monumentous is an understatement. What's going to happen here is something that is going to be beyond legendary. When you have this level of talent, this level of brain capacity, this level of excellence in the same place at
one time,
what's about to happen for our community is going to be life changing, man.
Get your tickets to InvestFest. This is something that's never been done before ever in history of the world. And get your hotel. We have a hotel block. It's on the website.
Do not wait to the last minute, or you'll be staying in Tennessee trying to drive over.
So the first hotel block is gone, but I think they have the second one at the Hyatt Regency. So if you're trying to get a hotel, tap in at the Hyatt Regency. Go to our website, investfest.com. Get all the information. Make sure y'all get your rooms. Y'all want to be there in person, be there early. We're going to be there about a week early. We're going to be doing a couple other things that we're going to announce, but make sure y'all there.
But I want to say something too about this is a lot of people say all the time, where it's like, well, if he sold it for $4 billion, then it was worth 28. They get this from this Master P thing, when Master P was like,
shout out to Master P and Rap Snacks.
So shout out to Master P for sure. But I mean, yeah, it's kind of common sense. If just think about this logically, right? if you're selling something to me and I'm buying it from you, I think that it's more valuable than what you're selling it for, or I wouldn't buy it. That's just the common
room. Yeah, and a supply chain for them to make a return.
The system only works if there's a buyer and a seller. There has to be a seller for the system to work. If there's no seller, it's not going to work. So this is like the original barter system, right? Where it's like, if you're selling me something, I think that I'm going to pay for it right now, but it's worth more than that, or I wouldn't buy it. So yeah, that's not the best way to go about it, to think like, well, if he sold it for $4 billion, then how much? Because it might not be in his interest to keep the company for 20 years and nurture it. And he got a bunch of other, he's buying 100 companies in that time frame, right? Like his model is to buy it, build it, and sell it. Yeah. IBM's model might be to groom it, grow it. Neither one of them are bad, but we have to be careful, because we're repeating narratives that we fully don't even understand ourselves.
And maybe that didn't work for other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can hold on to, like, so if you're an entrepreneur and you sell to or have an angel invest, there needs to be room for the angel to invest and take it to venture. Venture needs to be able to take it to private equity or go public. Once the IPOs, there needs to be room for the retail investor to have room for it to grow. Also, you should know what that multiple is. So if I take Red Panda and sell it to Schwab for $2.5 billion, I need to know how long it'll take them to get to a multiple of 16 for it to be worth it in a down economic environment over a 4 or 5 year period. Otherwise, no deal. That's why you have to study every market, every swath of investor, whether it's small, large, private equity. And that's why if you come to Market Mondays or InvestFest, like, you need to listen to all the, not just if you're in real estate, you need to listen to more of the private equity and publicly traded side. If you're in stocks, you need to go listen to PE and venture and media, because you need to, even when we talk about celebrities, a lot of times people will say, why? The celebrity is also the marketing engine for the company for it to go public. Going back to Diddy, there's no way in hell they shouldn't have offered him equity, and they're offering him royalty on products. But when Jay said, I wanted to buy this for 1.5, after they said it was 1.5, why wouldn't you sell it? Because it is worth way more, and you don't want him to get control and interest. But if you're not having these conversations and you're only reading headlines on Instagram and Twitter, it may not make sense. There's been you want to talk Ponzi schemes, that entire liquor market and how they've been using us for branding and marketing for the last 30 years is fucking egregious. No one would have been buying that product if it wasn't for Diddy.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, the part that people got to realize is the amount of time that it took for him to even get to that point, right? He's been trying to have his own spirits for 20 years. Like, we're watching it over the past 10. Like, this is great. Like, we started seeing those Ciroc commercials maybe in 08, 09. When he's, you know, they're doing the Ocean's 11, that's 08, 09, but like, he's fighting that since the early to like 2000, right? And what he's fighting for is not just for himself, it's for what's coming after that, for the next person who wants to have their own spirits, right? So you're not just gonna treat him away and set a bar and a standard for everybody that comes behind him. He's trying to make sure that everybody makes profit and makes it a situation that it benefits both parties, not just the one side. And that's what we've seen. So
once again, these companies, like hedge funds, are owned by small families.
Yeah.
And often they won't let other families in of a certain hue, and we have to have a coalition to figure out a way how to be able to do so.
Yeah. And still, we brought up Diageo when we were at Market Mondays Live in London, right? We'll be talking about company, and we talked about over the percent since 1993, it's been up 1,200%. That's a lot to do.
That's insane. With
the marketing from people from our culture.
Well, we'll monitor the situation.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
F- a mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.